I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon, 4 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. We have fair skies, a breeze, and 95 in Salt Lake City. KSL's top story. The Great Salt Lake has hit record low water levels for a second time over the past year.
The Great Salt Lake surface elevation dropped a tenth of a foot lower than October of 2021. That's when it last broke a record low. Water level data dates back to 1847. In a statement, the head of the Department of Natural Resources says it's clear the lake is in trouble. He says there needs to be more action and more resources. He says they're working with stakeholders to help.
Water officials are expecting the levels to continue decreasing throughout the year. As the Great Salt Lake continues to dry up, the toxins kicked up have been compared to an environmental nuclear bomb. And the toxins being blown are getting dirtier, according to researchers at Utah State. The lead researcher, Molly Blakowski, says their team has found heavy metals and other toxins that were banned decades ago. She says the dirtiest samples are close to communities, because that's where wastewater was dumped.
2021 was by far the dustiest year of our study, and we don't have any reason right now to expect that 2022 won't also be really dusty or maybe even worse.
The lower water levels can also impact migrating birds because of the increasing salinity of the water. The fire burning on the mountainside above Centerville is now 10% contained. It's covered 129 acres since it started Saturday night. Dozens of homes near the fire were evacuated when it started. Centerville Police Lieutenant Alan Ackerson told Dave and Dujanovic this morning the road built up on the hillside above the homes helped stop that fire from spreading.
Luckily, it started right next to the firebreak road, but the road was able to contain it, and so that burned quickly north and then towards the east, and it looks like it was stopped at the Parish Creek.
Investigators are looking into the cause. They suspect it started with fireworks. Utah fire officials are actually breathing a sigh of relief. There weren't more fires over the holiday weekend. But KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz reports they're not celebrating just yet.
Utah's Division of Forestry, Fire, and State Land says there were 17 fires that started between Sunday and Monday, and even one this morning. And five of those are confirmed to have started from fireworks. Now, they're encouraged that there weren't more fire starts over the weekend with the hot, dry, windy conditions, but say we're not out of the woods yet. Monsoon season is coming, as is another holiday that involves fireworks.
It's KSL's Lindsay Ertz. The five fires confirmed to have been started by fireworks were in Summit, Carbon, and Davis counties, two in Tooele. In Phoenix, Arizona, firefighters were busy. Colton Krulak is a reporter at KSL's sister station, KTAR.
The Phoenix Fire Department received 216 fire-related calls just last night. Captain Scott Douglas with the department estimates that's about double what they'll see on a typical night and even busier than previous Independence Days.
For some reason, we just had a lot more fireworks that were burning. We didn't have a monsoon that was happening, so there was not a lot of moisture in the air. I think things were a little bit drier last night than maybe they have been in previous years.
He says while a lot of these fires were tree and brush fires, many others were started in garbage cans, as some people didn't fully extinguish fireworks before tossing them out. Colton Krulak, KTAR News.
Turns out the suspect in yesterday's mass shooting in Highland Park, Illinois, was well known to police. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, police responded twice to Robert Cremo's home in 2019, once in April for a suicide attempt, and another time in September after a family member reported Cremo had threatened to kill everyone.
The police responded to his residence. The police removed 16 knives, a dagger, and a sword from Cremo's home. At that time, There was no probable cause to arrest. There were arrests. There were no complaints that were signed by any of the victims.
Chris Covelli with the Lake County Major Crime Task Force says Cremo has admitted responsibility for yesterday's shooting. Seven people are dead. Dozens others were injured. WNBA star Brittany Griner has sent a handwritten letter to the White House saying she's afraid she will be held in Russia forever. Her wife, family, and advocates are pushing President Biden to get her freed from a Moscow prison. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the administration is working on it.
The same focus that we did and put behind bringing Trevor Reed home, we're going to do the same with Brittany Griner and others.
Griner is being held on a drug charge. And Politico has exclusively obtained a trailer for Alex Holder's Unprecedented. The trailer was among the footage turned over to the House January 6th committee.
This is a business.
Oh, this feels good.
Where you have to be in it for the right reasons.
This is a fraud.
Stop the steal!
On the American public.
For the sake of this country, we're going to get these guys.
Let's walk down Pennsylvania.
Now, the new video highlights filmmakers' unique access to the former president and his family and the events leading up to the January 6th insurrection. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
Senator Mitt Romney thinks former President Trump would win the 2024 election if he decides to run. Romney says he thinks the country would be worse off for it. The Utah senator wrote an op-ed in The Atlantic yesterday. He thinks President Biden's a good guy, but he hasn't been able to resolve the denial and distrust across the country. KSL News Time 4:06.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.